This is Melinda Ferris in the Champions Chat Room. I'm here with Susanna Baker, who's our new National Hammer Dulcimer Champion. Susanna, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Surprised, excited, and happy.
Those are all great emotions, right, to be feeling now. So tell me, the Hammer Dulcimer has such a distinct sound. How did you first get introduced to it, and what made you fall in love with the instrument?
Sure. So I played violin as a kid. I loved music. And one day, my sister showed me a YouTube video of someone playing Hammer Dulcimer. And it kind of just blew me away. My mom found me Hammer Dulcimer lessons in the area. And it kind of just went from there. I hadn't really been exposed to folk music as much at that point.
Okay.
But it was really refreshing after being in the classical music world for so long. And it really just became my thing.
So how long ago was that?
That would have been... have to do the math here, but probably around 13, 14 years ago.
13 or 14 years ago. So you've been playing about that long.
Mm-hmm. On and off.
Actually, I just talked to some of your fellow contestants, the second and third place, and they've been playing for about the same time. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you're all about the same probably level, I guess, at this
yeah.
point. So tell me, what's the most challenging aspect of playing the Hammer Dulcimer in a competitive setting like this?
So it was just, I think all of it was really pushing me. I had done arrangements before, obviously, but as soon as I decided I was going to prepare for this competition, my standards for myself got so much higher. I had to work really hard to figure out how to do an arrangement that wasn't just pleasant, but also would be something to impress the judges with.
Exactly.
So that was definitely the hardest part.
So, yeah, so I was going to ask you about your approach, but you just kind of sat down and did you listen to other past winners?
Yeah, I listened a little bit to past winners. I took a couple of the arrangements were ones I already had, at least partly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones, I kind of just waited for that burst of inspiration. And I've been taking lessons with Rick Thumb, so I would come in and play them for him. And based on his feedback, tweak them a little bit for the next time.
It sounds like that was probably a really great approach.
Definitely.
And tell me, are there any particular songs or pieces you always find yourself returning to, whether for a performance or for your own personal enjoyment?
So I would say most of the ones I played are kind of in that category,
uh-huh.
especially Coleman's March. That was probably one of my earlier arrangements that I was actually really happy with. So it was definitely one of the first ones I went to when I signed up for the competition.
And the Hammer Dulcimer has deep roots in folk music. So how do you feel about balancing tradition with your own style and interpretation?
I think that's one of the things I love about the Hammer Dulcimer, even with in comparison with other folk instruments, is it really has its own style, and that style tends to be a really good mix of having very traditional styles, but also adding in each individual's own flair. It's a fun balance to be able to have in that community.
And so tell me, what's the biggest takeaway or lesson that you've learned from participating in this year's competition?
Oh, there are so many. It's hard to choose one, but definitely just another time of good practice to try and stay calm under pressure. And to just keep pushing hard, because I think you can surprise yourself with what you do when you push yourself.
Do you feel like you surprised yourself today?
A little bit.
Yeah? So have you been to Winfield before?
No, this is my first time.
First time at the festival and first time competing in this competition?
Correct, yes.
It's a pretty good result, I would say, for the first time.
I was not expecting it.
Have you done other contests?
Just one when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
There were three total Hammer Dulcimer players. I got second, so right in the middle.
Do you play any other instruments?
Yes. So originally I started with violin.
Mm-hmm.
I also played viola.
Okay.
I play a little bit of accordion. Try and play on other instruments here and there as I can.
So have you been here at the festival all week?
Or no, we just got in yesterday.
You just got in yesterday. So first impressions?
So I have not had a chance to really explore the grounds yet.
Okay.
I'm hoping to after this. I was very one-track minded to get ready for the competition today. But so far, seems like a really great festival. Everybody's super friendly and I'm happy to be here.
Well, that approach seems to have served you very well. So congratulations once again.
Thank you.